We're in middle of the first. We are in middle of the first question that the Sabbat Beatuna asked Rabbi Shimon Chananya. They asked him the following. They said, "If you are so chacham, answer me the following riddle. If a man was looking for a shidduch, and he offered the shidduch to his, he offered a shidduch. How gavad also obey itzav lo yavule? He went to go. Find a wife, and they didn't give him the girl. They said, no, it's not a shidduch. So when he's continuing to look for another shidduch, who is he going to go to? Someone on a higher level of yichus, or someone on a lower level of yichus? He's going to go lower. Why would he go and try to get even someone better? Even this person didn't get, right? He went to a person on a B level. All right. They said, no. So what's my self-confidence? I'm not going to A. I'm going to go to C. So he says, oh yeah, you don't always go down. I'll show you a case where you go up. He takes a peg, he puts it into the bottom of the wall. It didn't go in. You put it into the top of the wall, it goes in. So sometimes when you go higher, it sticks. Why? Because there it has mazel. On the bottom, there's no mazel. What in the world is the shackle of Ataria? What's the conversation between Mishur Ben Chananya and the Sabbat Be'atun over here? So the Gra says, we said this last time on Sunday, the Gra says that the conversation was, again, the whole thing that's going on here is the Rav Shimon Chananya is proving that the Jewish people are eternal. The Jewish people will last forever, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them forever. And they're saying, buddy, you guys are old news, and we're the new chosen people. You guys are, that's it. You're the bottom of the barrel. What happens? Page Mem Aleph in this one. So what happens? So the Sabbath David Tum said, we'll prove it to you. Hashem came around to all the Umay Sa'ilam and asked them, do they want the Torah? We all said no. So where do you think Hashem is going from here? He's going to, you know, Aleph? He's going to the next level? No. He already went to the greatest people. We all said no. He was stuck with you guys, so he gave it to you. That's not a raya that you guys are the best for Kedah. It's a raya that you guys are the worst. That's how the Gra says was shot in their question. Otherwise, what are they asking about shidduchim, about advice, marriage advice over here? So that was their point. So says Rabbi Shimon Chananya, no, look at the peg. Sometimes the peg goes in better when it's higher up. What in the world does he want to prove with the peg? And what's he saying about mazel? So what he's trying to say is the following. What he's trying to say is that in your world of chachma, you would be correct. In your world of chachma, that Torah is just a chachma. It's not there to do anything other than present a logical set of laws, a logical set of chachma, chachmas bnei adam. It's a nice, you know, it's a nice set of rules, laws that have some wisdom to it. So then it would make sense that you would offer it to the wisest people. And if they can't take you, then you go down. I hear you. But we don't view Chachma that way. We don't view Torah that way. Torah is about a shidduch. Torah is about how it impacts the people studying it. Torah is there to impact and change the person. So now there's two ways to say the next point. I'm going to say it with one pshat. That therefore, Lahefech. If I have something which is a medication, I offer it to you first. It's because I think that you need it the most. Right? So, you know, you need this medication. She said, Hashem saw you guys. Your midos are so backwards. Your midos are so torn apart that Hashem saw that and said, you people need Torah to fix yourself up. That's the only way you're going to fix your character is through Torah. That's how you're going to become a better person. So what did you say back? No, we can't become better. It says Lysirtzach. We do Ritzicha. Sorry. I'm not here. I'll learn it if you want, but I'm not here to fix myself up because of this Torah. It says Lysinaf. Look, I'm not changing my way of life because of what it says here. So you guys are not willing to take the whole message of the Torah, which is change, become better, use the Torah to improve yourself. We, Hashem says, you're the bas mazel of the Torah. You're a shidduch with the Torah. The shidduch has mazel with you because you are the ones that ultimately will change from the Torah. So Klal Yisrael fits the best because our midos are such that we could change from Torah. And that's the message that he's saying. So in the world of Chachma, this is already proved from the Nachash, right? In the world of Chachma, they're 100% right. If Hashem offered it to them first, they're obviously the greatest Chachamim, and we would be worse. But in our world, that Torah is not a Chachma. Torah is how to improve ourselves, how to constantly become better, use the wisdom of the Torah to improve. Then it's the opposite is true. Then it's just a proof that you guys are worse. And not only you're worse, you're so bad that you didn't even want to fix your problem. And we're higher. Now, what's the mashal with the peg? So on the simple level, what's the point of a peg? Why would you put a peg in a wall? You don't put a peg in the wall to see how strong the peg is. You put a peg in the wall to hang your hat on it, to use the peg. The peg should be utilized. So if you're going to, it wasn't designed to go into the bottom of the wall. It was designed to go into the top of the wall where it could be utilized. So the Torah is a peg. It's not just some something, a nail that you use to hang, to fix the bottom of the wall. It's a peg that you use to hang something on. And therefore, where you hang the things are in the middle of the wall. And that's the place which is appropriate for it. That's the mazel. So it's not about higher or worse. It's about the mazel. It's about where is Torah the biggest shidduch to help and fix up the problem. That's what he says. Now, still, what's the issue of the peg? So here the Gra takes it one step further to bring out the point, which is very, very, and he brings down in the middle the Gra. He says, Uva Medrash, Shala Ahimachunusa, Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. He brings a Medrash that the Gra, that the Ahimachunusa, there was a wise woman who once asked Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, Ma'u Shakos of Yov Chokhmas al-Chakimen. What is this that it says in Daniel that Hashem gives wisdom to the wise? It should say she gives wisdom to the fools. The wise people don't need the wisdom. Or, moreover, if he's wise already, he has it already. So what does it mean? You have chachma lechakimin. If you want to lend money, who are you going to lend to? The guy that needs it the most or the guy that can pay you back? So he says, the guy that has more money, that's the guy you lend to, right? Right? So the Gra says, the point is that you have to have the midah of Chachma in order to appreciate Chachma. If you don't have Chachma, then you're not a Chacham, then giving you Chachma is a bracha levatala. Giving a poor person alone is not helping him because he doesn't know how to spend his money. So what would you help him? You give him a job, you help him. Giving him a loan doesn't help him. It makes his position worse. Right? Giving an ani a loan is making his life harder, not better. But he doesn't know what to do with the money. You give an usher money, all of a sudden he's going to make another $1 million on this money you just gave him. He knows what to do with the money. The Chacham has the midah of Chachma. He understands what to do with the Chachma that he's going to get. So if you have Chachma to give, you give it to the Chacham. You don't give it to the Shaita. So the Gra's bringing that Chazal down to explain. No, if we're the bar mazel of the Torah, because the Torah is not just about picking up random pieces of information. It's about a shidduch. It's about how the Torah stems with our neshama. It's about a spiritual reality, which only if you're a spiritual nation can you handle that reality. That's what he brings. Then the Gra brings, okay, but still, why did Rabbi Shur ben Chanan choose the mashal of the peg? So he says, Gevaldik, based on the Gemara, I think it's a Gemara in Chagiga, where is it? Yeah, Chagiga of Gimel. It says, Divrei Chachamim kedarvoinois ukemasmarois. The Gemara says that the Torah is like a darvon. A darvon is like a peg. Ma darvon mechuvon is a paro l'talmeah lo hitzi chayim lo ilam. Just like a peg is you put it with the para to show the para, you show the cow where to plow. And by doing so, you create chayim in the world because by showing the cow how to plow, now the cow is able to help produce the wheat, which is going to end up producing, sustaining the world. Av divrei Torah mechuvanim lelomdeihem midarchei hamisal darchei achayim. So too Torah directs people how to behave and how to bring life into the world. Zok the gra. Okay. Oh, so maybe you'll think a darvon is metaltel av divrei Torah. Tamanu meruchmasmar is also like a peg in the wall. So the peg is showing where the inyan of that Gemara is to show that the tachlis of Torah is to direct a person how to behave. It's not about knowing the Torah. It's about showing me how to behave. But it also has to be kavua in the person. If it's not going to stay in the person, it's not going to really change your behavior. So that's the Gra says, that's the point of the mall, right? So that's why a Torah is both like a peg and like a yoke. It's strong like the peg, but it's directing you. That's the type of peg it is, directing you how to behave. So he takes the peg into the wall. He takes the peg, and it's permanent. It's got to stay. That's what he says. He says, it's not metaltal. It stays where it is, okay? So he says, meaning to say that he actually says the Gra, he says, because wealth does not stay where it is. He says, Yachol Kishem Shashirs in Oimid Vamakamechad. There's a galgal. Maybe Torah is also a galgal. You know, look, not everyone stays wealthy forever. Maybe not everyone stays with Torah forever. No. Torah stays, should stay. So he says, so the Gra says the Gra, the Mida of Torah, the Bechina of Torah, where Torah is there as a permanent kesher with the person, where it stays and it's there to teach you how to behave and change who you are, that's the Mida of the Peg. That's the Mida of the Masmaris. So he says, that was the Amkus of Rabbi Shua ben Chanani. He took a peg. He says, you guys think Torah is Stam, a Chachma? No, Torah is a peg. Torah is this Darvon. And if you take it, you got to put it in the wall where it's going to stay. You don't just, you know, it's not staying in the bottom of the wall. The bottom of the wall is not a bar mazel with this. It's not a shidduch for this. You got to take the Torah, find the place where it's going to stay. It's going to stay because it's a bar mazel. It's a min b'mino. It's a good shidduch. And that's where you offer the Torah. So Hashem b'chochmasai, fakert, he saw the amkus of the nefesh of Klal Yisrael. And he says, and the nefesh of Klal Yisrael, that's the good place to put Torah. That's the peg. That's the heart that that this peg can penetrate into the heart of Klal Yisrael. This peg cannot penetrate the heart of the Umas Olam. And even if it does penetrate, it won't stay there. So he says, he offered it to you because you guys are desperate. You guys needed it. But Lama, ultimately, he knew that this is not a shidduch. And where a Torah is a yosed, a Torah is a peg. A Torah is something that goes to the... to the highest point, it goes to the place where you have chachma lechakimin, someone that's a wise person in their heart. They have chachma, they can appreciate the chachma. That's the person that Hashem gives the chachma to, because that is there to be like a darvan, which is there to direct the person how to behave, not just to learn the chachma. So this is the shakel of Atarya. So again, everything that we talked about in the last since we started is really in this little story. Both the attack of the Yavanim, the attack of the Sabbath Beatuna on us. No, you guys are not Chashuv. Yeah, we're more Chashuv, the bottom of the barrel. And the response saying, no, we are Chashuv. And not only we're Chashuv, our attitude to Chachma is different than your attitude. Our attitude to Chachma is not just about knowing it. Our attitude to Chachma is what we are, how it affects us. And if it can't affect you and it can't change you and it can't define who you are and it can't penetrate your life, then you're not learning Torah. And Torah is not for you. So that was the Shak of Tarya. So again, the Gra is like taking out of this Gemara. It seems like a story about a shidduch and a peg. We don't know what's going on. And he's showing us, no, this is the conversation. This is the amkus of what's going on here. So it's a very powerful message.
So who do you lend money to? The rich guy or the poor guy?
To the Gemara?
The rich one.
Yeah, apparently the rich guy.
And he's not the one who needs it, right? So go figure.
Well, worst comes to worst, you should lend it to the poor guy and the rich guy is the Arif. You get the best of both worlds, right?
Thank you.
Get the best of both worlds,
right? Good night, thank you.
Good night, everyone. Okay, have a good night.
Good night, everyone. Okay, have a good night.